KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school baseball, a game we had for you here last night. It was a Class 3A District 16 semifinal down in Glenwood, and the Creston Panthers scored two runs in the top of the first and seventh innings to defeat the Atlantic Trojans 4-2 last night, ending the season for Atlantic. The Panthers opened the game with two runs on four hits in the first inning, with Brandon McDowell and Cody Crawford crossing the plate. The Trojans answered back with an RBI single by Noah Bruckner in the bottom of the first and an RBI double by Phoenix Shadden in the second to tie the game up at two. Both teams would stall out from the third to the sixth innings, with Atlantic missing more opportunities during that stretch, leaving five runners on base those innings. The biggest missed opportunity was in the sixth inning, when the Trojans got two on with no outs and came up empty. Creston then scored two in the top of the seventh with two hits and were aided by two errors and a walk from the Trojans. The big play for the Panthers came when Cody Crawford hit a grounder to the left field gap when the bases were loaded, and Trojan shortstop Chase McLaren came across to snag the ball, and he had to try to make a tough throw attempt for a force-out try at third. The throw got away to the fence, allowing two runners to come home for Creston. Those proved to be the deciding runs, as the Trojans couldn't get anything going in the bottom of the seventh. Caden Hewlett pitched six strong innings for Creston with seven strikeouts and allowing two runs on six hits with a walk. Dustin Merritt came in to close and get the save, his third of the season for the Panthers in the seventh. Chase Mullinex took the loss for Atlantic, allowing four runs on six hits with four strikeouts and two walks. Atlantic ends the season at 12-20. Creston improved to 14-19, and they'll now face Denison Schleswig, who was somewhat the surprise winner in the second game of the night over Glenwood, 2-1. And they'll meet in that district final on Monday night in Glenwood at 7 o'clock. Other scores last night in Substate 8 District 15, it was Greene County beating ADM 7-4, and Harlan topped Carroll 10-0 in five innings of play. So it'll be Greene County and Harlan in Harlan in the district final there on Monday night at 7 o'clock. In Class 4A Substate first round play last night, it was Waukee topping Council Bus Thomas Jefferson 10-0 in six innings of play. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln went to eight innings to beat Ames 3-2, and it was Urbandale 4-3 over Lewis Central in nine innings of play last night. Today it'll be Class 1A and 2A district finals being played around the state, and in Class 1A we'll have a game for you here on the radio tonight, as the Cam Cougars will be home once again to take on the Lennox Tigers. That game will start with a pregame coverage here at about 6:50. 7 o'clock is first pitch. I'll be joined by Mike Smith for the broadcast here this evening. Nick Holste, the likely starter on the mound for Cam. Lennox has all of their staff available for the game here tonight, and we'll have what should be an interesting game for you in Oneida. In District 14, Stanton will be at St. Albert. In District 15, Arweva is at Coon Rapids Baird. And in District 16, Kingsley Pearson is at Rackburn Westfield. Those are all 7 o'clock starts. In Class 2A, all 7 o'clock starts here as well. In District 3, Alta Aurelia is at Kemper Catholic. In District 15, it's West Central Valley at Tri-Center. And in District 16, it's Clarinda at Trainer here tonight on all those 1A and 2A district finals. Winners will then move on to the substate finals that will be played coming up next Tuesday. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you last night after we wrapped up our high school broadcast. Josh Bell hit a three-run homer off of Sungwon Oh with one out in the ninth inning to give the Pittsburgh Pirates a 5-2 win over the Cardinals. Adam Frazier led off the bottom of the ninth with a double, and Oh intentionally walked Andrew McCutchen with one out. Bell, a rookie, stepped in and sent a pitch from Oh into the seats in left field for the first game-ending hit of his career. The Pirates have won 6 of 7. Bell finished 2 for 3 with 4 RBIs. His 17 home runs leads the Pirates. Felipe Rivero earned the win after retiring the Cardinals on 7 pitches in the top of the ninth. Frazier added 3 hits for Pittsburgh, and Gregory Polanco had 2 hits and an RBI. Jed Jerko hit a 2-run homer in the first inning for the Cardinals. In interleague play, it was the Cubs beating Baltimore 9-8 on a late home run. Also in the American League, it was Boston a 5-4 win over the Yankees, Toronto 7-2 over Detroit, Seattle 4-2 over the White Sox, Houston beat Minnesota 10-5, Texas 5-3 over Kansas City, Oakland 5-0 over Cleveland, Tampa Bay 2-1 over the Angels in 10 innings. In the National League, it was the Mets beating Colorado 14-2, Washington 5-0 over Cincinnati. The Dodgers stayed hot with a 6-4 win over Miami, Atlanta 4-3 over Arizona, Milwaukee 9-6 over Philadelphia, and San Francisco 5-4 over San Diego. That's the rundown of those games the first night back from the All-Star break. We will not have the Cardinals tonight for you as they are at Pittsburgh once again. That's an evening contest, but we're going to bring you that high school game between Cam and Lennox instead. We will have the Cardinals and Pirates tomorrow as they finish up that weekend series. That'll be an 11:40 pregame. We'll pick it up at noon after our church services are done on Sunday morning. Also in the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was Omaha beating Nashville 4-3, and Iowa at Colorado Springs was postponed. Today's games will see Iowa at Colorado Springs for a doubleheader now as they make up that game from last night, and then Nashville will be at Omaha for a 7:05 start over at Werner Park. In tennis, Roger Federer has become the second oldest player to reach the Wimbledon men's final. The 35-year-old Federer advanced to the All England Club for the 11th time by downing Tomas Berdych 7-6, 7-6, and 6-4. Federer will be seeking his record 8th Wimbledon title and 19th Grand Slam crown when he takes on Marin Cilic in Sunday's final. Cilic defeated American Sam Querrey in the other semifinals 6-7, 6-4, 7-6, and 7-5. Saturday's women's final will have 10-seeded Venus Williams against number 14 Garbine Muguruza. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics say they've signed forward Gordon Hayward to a 4-year, $128 million contract. Hayward joins a Celtics team that advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals last season. He was an All-Star last season and averaged 22 points. The Celtics also announced yesterday the signing of former Iowa State guard and forward Abdul Nader. He was the Developmental League's MVP last season with the Maine Red Claws as part of the Celtics organization, and now he signs a 4-year deal with the Celtics that's worth $6 million. The Pacers have acquired guard Corey Joseph from the Raptors for the draft rights to forward Amir Preslik. Joseph averaged 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 25 minutes last season. The Knicks have altered their front office by promoting Steve Mills from general manager to president and hiring Scott Perry as GM. Mills takes over the position left vacant by Phil Jackson's departure last month. Perry was the executive vice president of operations for the Sacramento Kings and previously held front office roles for other organizations. The Tampa Bay Lightning have re-signed left winger Andre Palat, who scored 17 goals and 52 points in 75 games last season. He played all 26 games of the Lightning's run to the 2015 Stanley Cup final, scoring 8 goals and adding 8 assists. His deal is worth $26.5 million over 5 years. The NFL has suspended Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Michael Floyd without pay for the first 4 games of the upcoming season for violating its substance abuse policy. Floyd will be allowed to participate in all preseason practices and games, but he can't return to the active roster until October 2nd. The Vikings have given no details of the violation, but an Arizona judge last month ordered Floyd to serve 1 day in jail for failing alcohol test after a traffic stop last year. Kyle Larson has won the pole for Sunday's NASCAR Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He turned in a lap of 1:33.324 to take a pole for the fourth time this season. It was his first significant racing since crew chief Chad Johnston received a 3-race suspension, and the team was docked 35 points for failing a post-race inspection last weekend. Martin Truex Jr. was second, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Matt Kenseth, and Jamie McMurray. Kenseth had a strong run just days after Joe Gibbs Racing announced he wouldn't be driving for the team next year. Shenzhen Feng still tops the leaderboard through 2 rounds of the U.S. Women's Open at Trump National in New Jersey. The 27-year-old Chinese player shot a 2-under-70 and had a 36-hole total of 8-under-136. Amy Yang remained in second place, although her deficit grew to just to 2 shots after a 71. Young Lee and Hai Jin Choi are tied with Yang at -6. A round was attended by the U.S. president upon his return from France. Corey Pavin was the clubhouse leader when the second round of the Senior Players Championship was suspended by thunderstorms near Baltimore. Pavin followed Thursday's 65 with a 4-under-68 that puts him 11-under, 2 shots ahead of Scott McCarron. Patrick Rogers is the leader at the midway point of the PGA's John Deere Classic. Rogers fired a 7-under-64 to fall to -13, 2 shots ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. Zach Johnson and first-round co-leader Charles Howell III are 3 shots back. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.